Well, it's February. By most people's reckoning, it isn't the nicest month of the year. It's cold, it's dark, and it sometimes can feel interminable. But for us doggy people, it's a wonderful month because it's that time that many of us get to bring our new puppies home. And who could want more excitement than that? I've often talked about puppies. I've talked about choosing them, training them, exercising them, but I've never really talked to you about naming them. So coming up with the right name for your dog is important, not least because you'll be yelling it around the doggy park for years. So I thought I should deal with that. Dog names usually reflect as much about the owner as the dog. Use these suggestions to help you name your dog. Naming your dog is part of a special process of bringing a new friend into your family. And there are several ways of going about it. At any rate, remember that whatever name you give your dog, it'll reflect as much about you as it does your pet. So, here are my top 10 things to think about when naming your dog. Number 1, look at his personality and appearance. If he's happy, then you could call him happy. Or if he's black, think about names such as Ebony. Number 2, you can name your dog based on his size. Small dog names, Dinky, Smidget, Pebbles, Teacup, Cricket, Tiny, Micro, Chicklet, Jelly Bean, I like that one, Pee Wee, Peanut, Penny, and large dog names, Bismarck, Shamu, Samson, Hummer, Rambo, Delta, Lobo, Spike, Kong, Moose, Brutus, Lincoln. You get the idea, and you can have some fun with it. Number 3, people who consider their dogs as members of the family may bestow them with a human name, such as Katie, Abby, or Jack. It's not an insult to name your dog after a relative or friend, or just a name that you've heard and you liked. One of my past dogs, I named her Billy after Billie Holiday. Number 4, people who look at them more as pets may give them names more closely associated with animals, such as Scooter, Captain, or Dazzle. Number 5, some dog owners like to give an elegant name, such as Mercedes, or a dainty name like Fifi, or a tough name like Panzer. These names can reflect the personality and the look of your pup. And number 6, you can have fun with silly names. I've heard silly names such as Biscuit, Squirt, or Tootie. As long as you're comfortable yelling them out in the park, go for it. Number 7, you can name your dog in honor of a previous pet. If you had a dog that is now in doggy heaven, you may consider naming your new doggy in honor of the previous one. Number 8, I've heard all kinds of names that don't really have anything to do with anything, and they're just fun and unique, like these: Cheeto, Jitterbug, Taboo, Turbo, Petals, Zigzag, Chili, Molasses, Gucci, Tabasco, Yahtzee, Rev, and Cumulus. Number 9, you don't need to have delusions of grandeur to name your dog after famous dogs. There's always Snoopy and Ruff, Pongo, Shiloh, Sport, Bullet, Benji, Eddie, Buddy, Chance, Fred, Einstein, Lassie, Rin Tin Tin, Petey, Precious, Toto, Duke. There are so many famous dogs in books and movies. Number 10, just let it boil down to your own taste. I have my own favorite dogs' names. And over the years, I had a Cocker Spaniel that I had named Vichy, because I used to live in France for a couple of years, and the only thing I could basically afford there was a bottle of water, and the brand name was called Vichy. And then I went on to another brand of water in Italy to another dog, and I called her Panna, after the Panna water in Italy. Then I gave up on dogs, and like I said earlier, I then went into the jazz end of it and named a dog after Billie Holiday. And then I completely gave up in both those areas and named my last dog Me Too, because every time my dog would look up at me with those big eyes, being a burner, and beg for a cookie, she had the look in her eyes saying, "Me too, please." So I named her Me Too. So my favorite dog's names are Puddles, Me Too, Chocola, Trisket, Paxel, Pot Roast, Smudge, Lady, Vichy, Cashew, Truffles, and Brie. Now, sometimes a dog already has a name when it comes from a breeder or a shelter. Some dog behaviors, myself included, tend to suggest giving a new name as the dog may associate the old name with unpleasant experiences. They say that a new name sort of wipes the slate clean and signifies a new life. But on the other hand, the dog's name may be the only thing familiar to him and may help him with his adjustment to a new home. Use your own best judgment here, especially if you happen to know the dog's history. But whatever you choose, do it carefully. And with any luck, you'll both be stuck with it for a long time.